All right, guys, welcome back in to Sons of the Shoe. And yeah, it's time to have that conversation. Ryan Day, as I said on Saturday night, 1-7 against top five teams during his tenure at Ohio State. And so here's the thing, because I understand, like, you can go back and you can find context for so many different reasons why this record is what this record is. The Georgia game in the college football playoff a couple years ago comes to mind. You lose Marvin Harrison Jr. to a concussion. Okay, like that's a tough break. And if he doesn't get hurt, I still maintain that I think they win that game because he was dominating Georgia's secondary. Like he was playing some of the best football we'd seen. He was brilliant. And so was CJ Stroud. Like I think they win that game if he ends up staying in the game. But so I get that. You can point to this past weekend, the 12-man on the field penalty. You could have set yourself up for a field goal chance to win the game. Obviously, that doesn't happen because of that. And Ohio State loses in a weird way in a dumb way because of that, the misuse of the 12-man on the field penalty by Dan Lanning. But we're going to get to that coming up. But yes, there's context for certain games that they've won or lost or whatever. The three Michigan losses, though, like, you got to mostly wear those. The two of them were pretty much runaways by Michigan. Last year was close, came down to a few plays here or there, but your quarterback threw an interception in crunch time and to start the game, and that's the thing that kind of cost you. So, listen, I understand. Like, you can look back and find reasons why, you know, 2020, they get to the championship game and Bama's just a juggernaut. Okay, in a weird COVID year, fine. Like, I get that there's all those things and those things exist, but I can no longer sit here and defend Ryan Day. I have tried. I've tried to say, like, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. It makes me a little bit nervous about what you're going to get if you move on from Ryan Day. But the fact – here's the thing. I thought about this recently because, like, Dabo Swinney – and you guys know I can't stand Dabo Swinney. But the one thing I'll say is, like, during his time at Clemson, we always – there was the phrase. We used to call it Clemsoning games. Because they would always lose big games, like, in weird ways or just get blown out. They couldn't win big games under Dabo for the longest period of time. And then something changed. And he was given time to sort of, like, figure it out. And he kept on going, kept on pushing. And he had the time. And then eventually his team becomes a national champion two times over. And he is leading one of the more prominent programs in the country because of it. So he was afforded the time to do that. But here's the thing. And here's the difference for me. Or Clemson, I almost said Oregon. Clemson at that time was like, they were always a team that was in the picture in terms of being ranked and competing and you know, fighting for the ACC. But they weren't where Ohio State is. Ohio State has a different expectation than Clemson did at the time when Dabo was going through those growing pains and struggles and all those different things. That's just fact. And so him getting the time, like, they stuck it out with him because they were like, we believe – that he can get this thing going in the right direction. He had more time to do that because of where Clemson was at in the landscape of things. They have since become more one of the programs that you think of when you think of, like, oh, national title contender. Maybe not in the last couple of years, but there's people who are more casual football fans, college football fans, who at least recognize that Clemson recently has won national championships, and that would be a talking point for them. So, like, but again, the difference is the standard was there was different than it is now. And it's different than what it is and pretty much always has been at Ohio State. At Ohio State, you are expected to beat Michigan is number one and then compete for national championships every single year. And if you don't do that, I'm sorry. Like, frankly, the jig is up for you. Like, you get found out pretty quickly. So I understand, like, and I've tried to tout it as well. He always wins the other games. He's competitive in most of these games against top five teams. But at some point, like, the tax comes due. At some point, you have to deliver in those moments and in those games, or else we're all going to point the finger at you, most notably. I think at this point, like I mentioned, Dabo having time, Ryan Day has had time to get this thing together. He has had time to figure out how to win those games on those stages. When you want to clench, just don't. You know, find a way to get your team over the top, and he continues to just blow it. And frankly, guys, like, this year is maybe the year where it's the most inexcusable, because They invested so – all we hear about, Ohio State is the most expensive roster college football combined, blah, 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 NIL, blah, blah, blah. They really dove into this stuff, and it's so wrong what they're doing. And whatever. People are criticizing them left and right. Those people were laughing at Ohio State when they lose to Oregon the other night because they invested so much money in this team. This was the year it was supposed to all come to a head. You have this great roster loaded with talent. We know it's loaded. I mean, Caleb Downs comes over via the transfer portal. You got Quinshon Judkins coming to the transfer portal. Will Howard, plus all your guys from last year pretty much come back to try to win a national championship and do something in the Big Ten. And then you lose on that stage. Like, I get it. There were circumstances that led to losing that game, most notably the fluky, dumb 12-man on the field thing. Fine. I get it. I understand it's not always – like, not everything is within Ryan Day's control. But what is in your control is that record. He's now 1-7 against top five teams. He's going to have a chance, potentially, assuming that Ohio State beats Nebraska. Well, I mean, even if they don't, as long as Penn State beats Wisconsin, which is their game after a bye week this week, next week they play Wisconsin. So as long as Penn State beats Wisconsin, you go on the road to Penn State. That is going to be a raucous environment and a chance for you to get a win against a top three team. And if you lose that one, a team that you have largely owned and a coach that you are now getting compared to is like those two guys. Basically, it's just a matter of like who's not going to bungle things more. And Ryan Day generally in that matchup hasn't bungled things more. And James Franklin has, like, he can't win the big game either. You can't possibly lose that game. Like, if he loses that game, I think that might be it. I mean, he's probably going to get the rest of the season to see how this thing goes, but you can't possibly lose that game to Penn State and not have a legitimate conversation about what his future holds with this team, especially because, like I said in the first segment, if they lose to Penn State, their non-conference is not good enough that it is a shoo-in that they make it to the college football playoff with two losses, especially if they don't get back to that Big Ten championship game, which you would assume Penn State would then be in that picture because they would be the team that beat you and maybe only ends up having one, depending on how many losses they were to get. They might not, you know, they might have the shot or they'd have the clear path to getting there against now Oregon, who also has a clear path as well. So, guys, like, first of all, I want to apologize to many of you for taking so long to maybe get here, because I know there's been people for years calling him John Cooper 2.0 and all these different things. But, you know, I tried to give him the benefit of the doubt. I tried to think about the context of many of these situations and games that he had lost. I can't do it anymore. I can't keep making excuses for the guy. He's 1-7 in those big games. And like I said, I understand that Dabo was afforded the time to sort of figure it out and get his team right. And when he couldn't win big games, he finally found a way and found the right recipe. And then he became a two-time national championship coach because of it. But with Ohio State, man, like, the standard's different. And with this roster especially, the standard is different. You were supposed to come in and be dominant. And I'm not saying you're going to blow out Oregon. I think it was Urban Meyer who at one point said, like, there's four or five games a year where you look across the field and you know those guys have what you have. You got to find a way to get it done in those games. Ryan Day can't do that. We know Urban Meyer could. He did it time and time again and won you a national championship here and cemented himself as a great, one of the greatest coaches in Ohio State history because of it. Now, you can make all the, you can say what you want about like some of the bad losses he had along the way, but you would take one or two of those losses every couple of years against a Purdue or against an Illinois or against a Rutgers. That's not fair to Rutgers. Rutgers has turned their program around. They have a really good team this year, actually. So that's not fair to Rutgers. But you know what I mean. Like, you would take those losses every now and then for making a run to a national championship because you know your coach isn't going to pee down his leg on Saturday or Monday or whatever when a championship game is getting played against the big boys, when you have a roster that should equal or match. So, guys, like, frankly, I'm at a point right now. I think Ryan Day has the hottest seat in college football right now after this loss to Oregon. I'm not even kidding. I know there's some other hot ones out there. Maybe you could bring up Marcus Freeman because he had the NIU loss, but his team's pretty much blown people out the rest since that game. You could throw out some other names, and I know we had a conversation about who has the hottest seat in college football before the season started. And I think I had Ryan Day near the top or at the top, whatever. I think it's hotter than ever. I think that he, without a doubt, now is the coach with the hottest seat going the rest of the way. And this loss afforded you no wiggle room now. Like, you got to beat Penn State in a couple weeks. That game is going to be a mic like that. Talk about being in a microscope. That game is going to be looked at and analyzed. How Ryan Day handles it, if his team wins, all these different things. That is going to be the hyper focus of this team, or of the national media, of us local media, in terms of how he performs in that stage. Because if he loses that one, he loses to another top three team. I think that's it. Like, the jig is up for Ryan Day at that point. And even if he finishes out the season, I think he's done. I think he has to be, especially with the new AD in there, who's trying to, you know, make his own mark and leave his own legacy here with Ohio State in the athletic department and otherwise. Like, you can't keep trying the same thing, expecting different results. He's got to, at some point, he's just got to do it. And that's where I'm at with Ryan Day. He's had enough time. If he doesn't deliver this year with a roster that they paid, that we, the fans, like, fans gave money to help fund this team, to put it in a place where they could go win a national championship. And if you don't even come close, you don't even sniff it, you don't even get out of the Big Ten, laughable. Cannot happen. And the jig is up for me on Ryan Day at this point. It's time for him to put up or shut up, frankly. And that's the bottom line. All right, guys, we take another break. When we get back, well, and guys, feel free to comment at the 92 to the Fan YouTube channel, on Twitter, at @SpenceC2_. Is the jig up for Ryan Day? Is he officially on the hottest seat in college football, if he wasn't already? We'll answer those. I'm curious your thoughts on the subject as well, which I know is a very, very timely, but also hotly debated one among Ohio State fans. Let's pause for a quick word from our sponsors. When we get back, the Michigan panic meter, which did move for me after the game on Saturday. We'll see where I'm at now. And another rendition of Four Down Territory. It's Spencer German here, Sons of the Shoe. Keep it locked when we get back after this quick break.